school too bad. It's worth that drive to get here, okay? And I look forward to it. I never dread leaving my house and coming to see you guys, because it's always such a joy to teach you. So thank you, Ms. Marcy, for organizing all that every year and for letting me do that. So I definitely enjoy it. So we will go ahead and begin with prayer. If I can catch my breath. And I'm going to let Mr. Chris, if he'll lead us in prayer as we begin tonight.
That's great. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you on this beautiful afternoon, Lord. We thank you for the many blessings that you shower down on us. Lord, we thank you for the talent that is going to be displayed this evening. Lord, we pray that you be with these young people and give them calm nerves and the ability to share their gifts with us. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity for Miss Susie as a teacher and the opportunity that we have through PCA to have this kind of program. Lord, we pray that you be with us in this evening. Lord, we come before you knowing that you are God who answers prayer, and we ask that you forgive us for our many sins. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. We will start our recital with Kayla Trant. Kayla, can make her way. And I'm starting, you'll notice in the program that it pretty much goes by age. I'm starting with Kayla because I have to use a microphone and for her, and then for Tanner next, so I bumped them right together so we could do that together. And so Kayla will start it while 17-year-old talks, 17-year-old finish. So everybody else is standing in between. So, hello, sorry.
To the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. All the songs I love so well. Every sha-la-la-la, every whoa-whoa, still shines. Every shing-a-ling-a-ling that they're starting to sing so fine. When they get to the part where he's breaking her heart, it can really make me cry, just like before. It's yesterday once more. Looking back on how it was in years gone by, and the good times that I had, makes today seem rather sad. Has changed. It was songs of love that I would sing to then, and I'd memorize each word. Those old melodies still sound so good to me as they melt the years away. Every shallow shing-a-ling-a-ling that they're starting to sing so fine. All my best memories come back clearly to me. Some can even make me cry just like before. It's yesterday once more, just like before. Yes.
and have Tanner up. And he's my guitar player tonight, if you'll get to hear. Tanner started in February. We were supposed to start in January, and then I was sick, and we got started in February. And in case he hasn't played before, he was he plays a mean Grave in the Garden.
Good.
Okay. But he chickened out on me on that one tonight, and he has most of the water for you. We'll let you sit right there like we did in practice. have a lot of fun. Grand piano at our church, and when I get to sit there, I'm like, adjusting my eyes because I have three different levels here I have to be looking at. But I was worried about that with the kids. So when they take flight, and so Patricia didn't have her book there, so she used her iPad. And it definitely is different when you're looking up high. It's a small replacement. But way to recover, that was awesome with her.
Thank you.
started, this is her third year with Made of Love, but she started that first year that I was able to teach there. Our next performer is not even trying yet. Our next performer will actually be Julia Rouse, and Julia's family goes to church here, and is called by Allison Gellerman, who is a Bell Homeschool parent that we've had a little bit of connection with. And so Julia is going to play and have the opportunity to play it, and then so I don't want an opportunity to do that. No, I think it's such an important part to share what you've learned. And when she asked me, that I was thrilled to allow her to play with us. So she will be playing At the Campfire by Richard Franklin, also entitled Gypsy. Thank you.
Thank you.
chose his name right. I always came up with some other name. In any case, this is what Gary said. Aggravator. So Ruth kind of gives a little bit of what she did too. That's called a lead sheet. So a lot of them see the music and they're reading it and they're memorizing. A lead sheet's a little bit different, and it's actually something that I never even thought of in college. And so what that is they give you a melody, and then you chord along with it. Kayla also performed the lead sheet earlier. So that is just another skill that I'm trying to teach you, your children as musicians. It'd be a handy tool to pull out of their pocket at some point if they have to play for church or something and nobody's there, like, oh no, okay, well I can do this. And so you don't have to read quite as much, so it makes it a little bit easier. But I am trying to teach them to do it because it's not an easy thing to learn. Once you get it, you've got it mostly, but they are learning that, and a lot of your kids are doing that, and I'm proud of them for that. Our next performer is Melanie Grace Hodges. And she will be performing, every time I do this episode, she will be performing Down with Serenade and then Jumpin' Jack.
Thank you.
how many are three, we're going to say around 5 to 6%. Okay. Emma Powell, playing Sound and Silence.
Thank you.
tricky to remember everything from school, and I know that. But I just appreciate all of you guys so much. I would like all of our piano students, please, to perform tonight to stand again. Where you are. Give them a So, because we can't really, well, until this week, we couldn't really eat together a whole lot for like refreshments. But that would be something food related. Because you all are music to my ears. I have a symphony bar for you. So you'll get this and a certificate later. I also want to mention there's a couple certificates for Sadie, for Taylor, Allison Wilson. Some of you got this to me, and I appreciate it. You put them out. I don't think it got on the Facebook page, which is kind of a Google Drive. I'm pretty illiterate when it comes to doing all that. When my kids aren't home to help me, I struggle. But so those of you who did that, I've got certificates for you for those as well. I appreciate you putting in that effort. All right, so come on up, and I'll call you. And to get the tallest behind, I'm going to call the back ones first. So Wilson, come on up.
Thank you.
time, stand up, honey.
There we go.
Great job. And again, thank you all so much. Take as many pictures as you want. And before you guys go down, we're going to close in prayer after you get some more pictures here. Smile for you guys. Mr. Rodney, would you mind closing us?